Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. You'd think that someone whose father was a musician wouldn't have any trouble talking his dad into letting him be a musician too, right? Johann Strauss Jr. was born in 1825 in Vienna, where his father, Johann Strauss Sr., was enormously famous as a violinist, conductor, and composer of dance music. But Johann Strauss Sr. wanted his oldest son to be a banker. He was very angry when he found out that Johann Jr. was studying violin behind his back and with one of the violinists in his own orchestra. It was Johann Jr.'s mother who encouraged him to be a musician. When Johann Strauss Jr. was 19, he started his own orchestra and held his first public concert. He was in direct competition with his father. Throughout his life, he was known as Johann Strauss the Son. Fans of the father went to the son's first concert intending to boo, but they wound up cheering because it was clear that the younger Strauss was a great conductor and composer too. When Johann Sr. died, Johann Jr. combined his orchestra with the best players from his father's orchestra, and people began to realize that the younger Strauss was even better than his father. Johann Strauss Jr. had a long-running musical partnership with a male chorus in Vienna, and one of his best-known waltzes was originally written for that chorus. Strauss didn't think he was very good at setting words to music, and in this case, he was right, especially since the words sang the praises of electric lights, which were brand new in Vienna back then. The waltz was a flop, and it wasn't until Strauss conducted it in Paris a few months later, without the words, that On the Beautiful Blue Danube became his biggest hit. Strauss took his orchestra on tour all over the world. They spent summers at a Russian resort and appeared in Paris, London, Boston, and New York. At every stop along the way, Johann Strauss Jr. wrote music. He composed pieces dedicated to all the places he visited and for just about every major historical event in his lifetime. For example, the Emperor Waltz celebrated Austrian Emperor Franz Joseph's 40th anniversary on the throne. Operettas, theater pieces combining singing numbers for soloists and chorus with spoken dialogue, were very popular in Johann Strauss's time. The main operetta composer of the day was Jacques Offenbach, who lived and worked in France. When theater directors in Vienna got tired of paying to import his operettas, they convinced Strauss to write some. He wound up composing 16 operettas, including Die Fledermaus, The Bat, which was such a success that it's still performed every New Year's Eve in Vienna. Many of his fellow composers really admired Johann Strauss. When Johannes Brahms was asked to give an autograph to Strauss's wife, he scribbled the opening notes of the Blue Danube Waltz and signed the music, unfortunately not by Johannes Brahms. Strauss was known as the Waltz King, but for the fancy balls of the Viennese carnival season, he wrote all kinds of other dance music, too. Johann Jr. was just one talented member of the Strauss family. Next week, you'll meet the rest of them. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more classics for kids.